Hi, Jill.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Not too bad.
Good.
What are we going to talk about today?
We're going to continue our conversation about important words and phrases related to the content item power, the power of the linguist.
Right. Last time, we covered part five of this little simple story. So why don't we play part six here of this ongoing drama, and hopefully people are listening and enjoying, and then you and I can talk a little bit about the words and phrases that are contained there. Maybe he lost your email address. This can happen.
Why do you think he has stopped writing to me?
How should I know why he has stopped writing to you?
I am sure the girl is the reason why.
There could be other reasons why he does not write.
Like what, for example?
Maybe your brother is angry with you for some reason.
That is no reason. At least, it is not a good reason.
There could be many different reasons why he does not write to you.
Why do you say that there are many reasons?
I am just trying to help. You need not worry about him.
That
I think
is.
that our friends will have heard the excerpt already. What do you have here? What phrases should we talk about here?
Well, the first one is the sentence is maybe he lost your email address, and then it's this can happen.
Right.
And I think people sometimes get confused with a word like this. They don't understand, okay, what is this? They don't know what you're talking about when you
Right.
say this, because they don't we haven't repeated what was in the first part of the
Right.
sentence.
Exactly. And of course, if you go by rules, all of these pronouns are like this, are supposed to refer to the noun that is closest to it. So according to the rule, this here should refer to the address. But it doesn't. It refers to the whole action.
Losing the email address.
Right. So things happen. This can happen. It's just a very, again, seems to me an idiomatic way of saying things. And we have to sometimes try to get a feel for what does this pronoun refer to? What makes sense? If we just follow the rules sometimes, it doesn't make sense. And we've all had the experience when we learn another language that things just don't make sense. If we listen enough, 3 months later, we read the same little story and it makes sense.
Right.
So then I see one here. Why do you think he has stopped writing to me? Why do you think he has stopped writing to me? Again, it's just the way the words are put together. Why people might want to say, why you think? You think? Why you think? But as we discussed the other day, you have to put the do in there when you create a
A
question.
question, yeah.
Why do you think this is so? Why do you think he
Well,
didn't come over tonight or
why
whatever?
did you do that?
Why
Change it to
did
the
you do?
past if you're talking
Right.
about the past, but you
Yes.
have to have do.
Do. Why? And of course, the order has been reversed. Okay. Then we have this stopped. He stopped writing to me. Okay. It's not he stopped to write to me. He stopped writing. He stopped eating. She's on a diet. She stopped eating. He stopped writing to me. He started, or she started eating again, or she started writing again. So it's just a very common phrase pattern.
And you're right, a lot of people have problems with that, and they would say he stopped to write, or he has started to eat it. Well, you can say that, but
The reality is that I shouldn't say the reality is, but so often with these things, what we recommend in the linguist system is save the word stop or start. And you will see situations where it stopped or stop writing, and other situations, not so much with stop, but with start, you'll often have start to. Please start to eat. You know, please start to read the book. But you can also say, please start reading. Please start speaking.
Exactly.
So it seems that sometimes it can go either way, mm-hmm. and sometimes you can only use one of these. Mm-hmm. And I, again, as you know, our philosophy at The Linguist is listen to enough, read enough, save words and phrases, and eventually you'll start naturally saying it the way native speakers say it.
Mm-hmm. And the next is a question. How should I know why he has stopped writing to you?
But it's two phrases.
Two phrases, yeah.
How should I know? How often do we hear that? We hear that quite often. How should I know? I should know, but it's a question. How should I know?
Why? It means, why would I know?
Why would I know? Right.
Why? Basically, he's saying he has no idea. And right. Why would you ask me? Because why would I have any idea
right.
about that?
And of course, the interesting thing again is in English, when we ask the question, we reverse the order. Mm-hmm. I would know. Why would I know? Mm-hmm. I should know. How should I know? Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. But the second one is, why? How should I know why he has stopped writing to you? There, we don't reverse the order. In other words, if we because it is indirect. In other words, if we didn't say, how should I know, then we'd say, why has he stopped writing to you? Mm-hmm. But in this case, we're saying, how should I know why he has stopped writing to you? So I think those kinds of structures are very confusing mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. for people.
Yeah.
And again, the only thing is to get used to this phrase. If I were learning English, I would listen to the first phrase over and over again, the second phrase over and over again, and then the whole sentence over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I would repeat it. And slowly, in doing that, the language starts to feel natural. And that might take months. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be immediate. But eventually, I think it's important to believe that eventually the language will start to feel natural. Okay, what's the next one?
The girl is the reason why.
The reason why. The girl is why. It's a bit of a strange construction.
The girl is the reason, you
could say. The girl is the reason. I think the other day we had one too. The reason yes. or the reason why yes. or why. Again, there's no real good reason why, but this is just a fairly common structure, and our learners simply have to get used to these.
But you can't, you could say, I'm sure the girl is the reason.
Yes.
I'm sure. So you could say all of those are correct.
That's right.
It's just that's right. You choose which one you want to use.
Exactly. and I, in my experience, you start to get comfortable with a certain form, mm-hmm. and that's the one you use.
Mm-hmm. And if you always just use one, that's fine.
Absolutely.
You don't have to use all of them.
Absolutely.
The next one is another question. Like what, for example?
You know, that's an interesting one because here again in English, emphasis is very important. Like what, for example, wouldn't make sense. Like what, exactly the way mm-hmm. you said it. I mean, you just, the emphasis has to go on what.
The like intonation, what,
the
your
intonation.
Voice has to go up.
Right.
When you say the word what.
Exactly. And that's why in learning these phrases, it's so important for people to listen to them and then repeat them themselves many times with an emphasis on, you know, the same intonation as the native speaker.
Yeah, exactly. That,
exactly.
It's like when you pronounce a word and you pronounce the wrong syllable, you instead of saying, well, a word like syllable, for example, mm-hmm. you say syllable.
Right. Like our former prime minister.
Yes, exactly. So it's just, people won't necessarily really know what you're saying.
Right. So intonation is very important, and particularly when we're dealing with questions. Mm-hmm. And today, and also in the previous podcast from this easy content, there were a lot of questions. And very often, it's your intonation that conveys the question.
Right.
Okay.
The next one is maybe your brother is angry with you for some reason. Mm-hmm. Angry with you for some reason.
Right. We normally say angry with you. We could say angry at you.
Mm-hmm. He's mad at you.
Mad at you.
Angry
at
you.
We wouldn't say mad with you.
No.
But we do say yeah. angry at you, angry with you. Angry with you seems
better.
Better. Yes.
We wouldn't say mad with you.
No. You'd mad say about mad. You, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Mad at you. Right. I think angry with you and mad at you.
Right. And would you agree that mad at you is not as good? No, that's more common, almost slangy.
Yeah.
Angry with you is sort of the more elegant or the more accepted way of
if you're just speaking with somebody casually, you know, and somebody, you know, you say, oh, yeah, I'm really mad at this person for whatever reason.
Right.
Completely acceptable and fine to say. Yeah. But, angry with you is a little bit more elegant, as you say.
Okay. And what have we got here?
And the last one is, I'm just trying to help. Trying to help.
Right. Yeah, I mean, here again, trying to do something, trying to help, trying to study English, trying to do something. I am just trying to do something. The just, I think, is a word that's very useful, too.
I use just a lot, actually, in writing as well.
Mm-hmm.
I find it can sometimes soften what you're saying, mm-hmm. too, if you're sending an email, for example, to somebody and you're saying, and you want to tell them something, mm-hmm. you want to let them know about something,
mm-hmm.
and maybe you don't want them to think that you are telling them to do something, so mm-hmm. you can say, I'm just letting you know this mm-hmm. because of such and such.
Mm-hmm.
So I often use just.
You know, it's one of these very useful little words mm-hmm. like still, mm-hmm. even, only, that we use that, and that, as you say, that can soften the meaning or provide some additional meaning. And very often these words are stressed, right? If you say, I am just trying to help you, it's the just that gets the emphasis.
Yeah.
I'm only trying to help
you.
Even though I tried to help you, you weren't able to solve your problem.
Mm-hmm.
So very often these words like still, I'm still trying to help you, even though you don't accept my help.
Mm-hmm.
So that the still, the just, the even, very often those are the words that seem to get the emphasis mm-hmm. in a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
They're important little words. Again, in the linguist system, I would recommend that people, even though they know these words, save these words
mm-hmm.
and see what kinds of sentence examples you're able to generate in the review section, particularly people who are beginner or lower intermediate. If you are good at using these words, these little words, it will make your English seem more natural.
Right.
So I think that's good enough for today. www.thelinguist.com. Jill and Steve. And what do we want people to do with this? We want them to refer to the content that they can find in our library.
In the library, yeah.
Listen to the original content many times and read it and save words. And then listen to our little discussion. People who are not members of The Linguist, please come to www.thelinguist.com. Today we have been working with beginner and lower intermediate content. On other occasions, we will talk about more advanced content.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.